This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Farm Progress Tech Forum. It'll be held in Iowa City, Iowa, November 27th and 28th. Oh, I got a heavy dose of the gospel according to the Angus Association over the weekend, and they do have a good story to tell. I'll talk about it after this. Do you know one of the greatest assets that successful, progressive farmers use to improve their bottom lines each year? Well, it's how they amp up their precision ag approaches and how they get all they can out of the data they collect throughout the cropping year. Here's how you can stay on top of the latest precision ag and data analysis techniques. The Farm Progress Tech Forum, presented by Corn and Soybean Digest and Farm Futures. Learn and be inspired with all the conference sessions and workshops taught by precision ag industry leaders and university educators. And don't miss the hands-on learning demo area, where you can learn to use some of the latest precision ag equipment and be guided by some of the country's top industry technologists. Attend the Farm Progress Tech Forum, November 27th and 28th at Iowa City, Iowa. Get all of the information by going to the website farmprogresstechforum.com. I enjoyed joining the Angus Association for their annual convention in Columbus, Ohio this past week. Certified Angus Beef celebrating their 40th anniversary. That was a part of the celebration at this year's convention in Ohio. Alan Michigemba, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the American Angus Association, said Certified Angus Beef is a testament to having a powerful brand that provides unmatched customer service coupled with the highest quality products in the world. Michigemba said Angus is now synonymous with beef. Despite a year of sporadic weather patterns and widespread hardship for the entire ag industry, the registrations of Angus cattle went up. And as Alan Michigemba pointed out, several entities within the association were celebrating successes this year. He said the success of 2018 would not be possible without a board and a staff that worked together. One success is the foundation. I had the privilege of emceeing the Angus Foundation's dinner the other evening, continuing its mission of serving youth and education and research. Alan Michigemba said this year they celebrated 50 years of the National Junior Angus Show, a great event in Wisconsin with great weather and participation from members young and old. Alan Michigemba reminded his audience at the convention of the American Angus Association how failing to listen to the customer is detrimental to any organization. And it was exactly what the breed was doing back in the 70s. Tall and slender cattle were the trend, while quality was deteriorating. Alan Michigemba pointed out beef consumption over the next 20 years went down because the product didn't taste as good. And the American Angus Association got concerned about what was happening as the registrations of Angus cattle went down by more than 60%. I'll be back after this.